Well. How's everybody liking Red October so far? It's getting crazy out there, getting real crazy out there, and it's about to get crazy here. I've been on the phone with Juan and many other people, folks. It's the desired conflict these people need is what's happening right now. And you got to see who orchestrated this and how this was orchestrated. And I got to tell you, folks, you got to try. If you've never tried a cigar with your coffee, it's fucking awesome. I have to drink my coffee black right now because I'm on a fasting program. I'm taking my trim with Nino and I'm fasting. And I got to tell you, I'm losing weight quite pretty fat, a little too fast. I got to watch it. My shirts are starting to fit a little too loose. So I'm drinking black coffee right now with a cigar. How you guys liking the apocalypse? How you guys? I wasn't supposed to inhale. Well, anyway, how you guys liking the apocalypse so far? Shit, what a day. What a day. I spilled coffee on my shirt when I woke up. I had to change shirts. Oh, gosh. It's one of those days. I got myself a tortoise. It's a big one. It's about 60 pounds. He eats a lot of plums, a lot of watermelons. It's a she. Her name is Millie. I don't know. Fuck, I'm bored. All right, folks, you can Venmo me. D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, I do this every time. You got to let me do my little spill. When the lights go out on Amazon, I want to write another book. I'm thinking about it, but it's going to take a lot of time, and it'll take me away from the podcast, and it's just getting too hot right now for getting way too hot to take a break from the podcast. Then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, that's on Amazon as well. Leave her an honest review. We love the review. She loves reading them. She loves reading the reviews. And get your trim with Nino, folks. Oh, yeah. Get your trim with Nino. A new study reveals a surefire way to increase your odds of losing weight is the habit of stepping onto a scale. Don't be fearful. Step on a scale. Researchers say stepping on a scale frequently helps you shed unwanted pounds compared to if you didn't by keeping your goals at front of your mind. But hundreds of thousands are looking to accelerate their weight loss with supplemental support. I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth to support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. Most importantly, you can save 51% off this month only. Simply go to Trim with Nino, folks. Trim with Nino. Hit the description box below and get yourself, start losing weight. I do it every day, every day. I take my trim with Nino. Okay, folks, Spotify Nino's Corner, Telegram Nino's Corner. You guys are like leaving Telegram. I can see it. Telespam. Let's call it Telespam. Getter Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner. Let's get ready to rumble. No one's over there. You keep telling me to post over there, but you're not going over there. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com, being right there. Get yourself some gear. Nino'sCorner.tv is going to be the place where you're going to want to be there. And I'm not just saying that because it's my channel. I'm saying it because it's true. I pull no punches, and I will get to the bottom of everything, leaving no stone unturned. Want to know the truth on what's going on? Look no further than Nino's Corner. You're not going to get it on Fox. You're not going to get it on CNN. You're not going to get it really anywhere. And, how many podcasters now are picking their lanes? Have you been seeing this? Well, I ain't selling out. I'm going down fighting, folks. I'm going down fighting. General McInerney's coming on today. I'm going to be talking to General McInerney today. SGN on today. Alpha Warrior. I just finished an interview with him. We're going to be talking about holy wars in America, getting ready to start up. You can bet on it. And that's going to be on, that's on Nino's Corner. It's uploaded right now. I just got to put it out there for the public. So that's going to be up today. Craig Salman Sawyer, very controversial guest, but hey, let's hear what he has to say. He's coming on as well. Craig Salman Sawyer, Ali Saratan is coming on. Scott McKay is coming on. The Patriot Street Fighter, Michael Jaco is coming on. Ryan Belly, the next general in the general's tent, he's coming on. That's October 20th. It's coming just around the corner. Get your questions ready for the general's tent. You're going to want to be in the general's tent. I'm going to have Wano Saban on again. I'm going to have Jaco. I'm going to have McKay. I'm going to be bringing a lot of people on the general's tent. You'll ask your questions. The Ghost. I got to get a hold of Ghost. Where are you, Casper? You disappeared on me, Ghost. I got to get the Ghost back on. We've been trying to schedule, and it just, man, things fall through. So a lot on ninoscorner.tv. Get over there and subscribe. It's only $4.99, folks. And believe me, the usage fees that I have to pay for you guys binge-watching, it's I'm barely keeping my nose above water, and that's no joke. That's not a joke. But, folks, we're in it. We're in it now. We are in it now. This the desired conflict that really I've been waiting for. And I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people have been waiting their entire lives for this moment. And I'm not talking about the Black Hats. I'm talking about good people. Good people like Wano Saban. Other people that I can't mention their names have been waiting for this moment their entire lives. It's go time. It's go time. Red October's here. Red October is here. Liz Straub, thank you so much. Anybody giving me on the super chat, thank you. So prepare for holy war, America. Here we go. And look no further than following the money. Follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. Let me take another hit of this nice little cigar. Do you guys like my longer shows, or do you want shorter shows? Smaxel likes to watch me smoke a cigar. Do you guys like longer shows or shorter shows? I'm thinking about shortening them up to 20 minutes. Stop yelling. Hey, whoever said that, get her out of here. She doesn't need to be here. Get her out of here. Stop yelling, girl. Whoever, moderators, go look who put that and get her out. Forever. Get her out of here. Negative comments, you're gone. You're gone. I don't know why you show up. I don't know why you even show up in my... All right, let's do it. Red October is here and much more to come, folks. And we've been telling you this for a very long time on Nino's Corner. So now let's look into Iran funding Hamas and who is funding Iran. Big question mark. I'm going to have to dance around a lot of things here, folks, to stay on YouTube because now they're going to get really... really sensitive, and I have to be very careful. So pick up what I'm laying down. Use your imagination. So who just gave $6 billion to Iran? Who supports Hamas? You all know who did that. And then who gave in the tune of over $40 billion, I think it was. I'm not correct on the number, but it's over that, I believe, before him. Big Mike's husband. I got to be real careful here. So as these billions are being given away to people that support Hamas, no brainer there, our borders are being left wide open to let in anybody and everything. Let's not forget about when we pulled out of Afghanistan and we gave all our shit to the Taliban, over $80 billion worth of machinery, equipment, technology that they can reverse engineer. Let's not forget about that. This has been orchestrated, is what I'm saying, for this time and moment. Don't fall for the politicians that are going to be blowing hot air up your ass. They know exactly who to blame. They know exactly what's going on. And if they get up there and tell you anything else, they're lying to you. Please don't be careful. Do you want to see me on YouTube, or would you rather just go to ninoscorner.tv and pay for this? That's up to you. I cannot be careful. I really wonder on some of your all's like IQs. I sort of I blows me away the shit you say on here. So I'll tell you now, folks, the borders are wide open as these billions went to Iran, and they're instigating the fires, they're instigating the fighting, and there's a lot of people here from where? Well, I don't know, Palestine, a lot of people here from Israel. There's a lot of Muslims here that came in under Big Mike's husband. They're behind the gates, folks, and this has all been cleverly engineered for the perfect storm. That's what I'm saying here. What's happening in Israel will find its way onto American soil, and Trump even said this himself. Our country is in massive, massive danger right now, folks. You got to be very have your wits about you. I'm going to say that I predict, I'm making a prediction, I'm gambling on this, mass shootings. Maybe some bombings. Laura Luma said, stay away from public big cities. I couldn't agree more with her. I think she's right. Big cities are going to be targets, especially the big Democrat hellholes, because you know how they like to engineer. So if I was Biden and I was going to do the right thing, I would shut down the border immediately, not let anybody here anymore, shut it down, and start mass deportation right now. The world is in conflict. That is what needs to be done. Shut the borders down. Start sending back people right now. But now, that's not what's going to happen. But I bet a lot of you right now are screaming, gee, when's the military going to come in? We need the military. We need the normies to wake up, and it looks like they're starting to wake up. Do you all remember when I said that we could lose, or Juan said this on my show, but I've been reiterating it, that we could lose 13 to 15 cities? Do you believe me now? Am I starting to make sense? Give me a thumbs up if I'm starting to make sense. I'll wait. I'm glad you love Nino's Corner.tv. Thank you. And I forgot to do it. I cannot believe I forgot to do it. I cannot believe I forgot to do it. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby, right here on American soil. Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. You see how I had to pose the question? That's how you have to do it on YouTube. So I had to pose the question. So with all of this happening right now, and you got Palestinians here, you got Israelis here, they're about to have a holy Allah Akbar war. Allah Allah, Allah Akbar, Rahana. That's about to happen. Who's the target? MAGA, white supremacist. That's who Biden's targeting. That's who he declares a domestic terrorist. Are you getting the picture now? Do you see what's happening? Do you see how this is all coming together? The picture's getting clearer and clearer, isn't it? RFK, President Biden, by giving $6 billion to Iran, has probably aggravated the situation. Say it like it is, RFK. Say it like it is. Nah, you're not, though. You're just pussyfooting around it. I don't trust you as a politician anymore. You lost me, buddy. You lost me. Pull no punches. If you want me to get behind you, pull no punches, baby. Probably aggravated the situation. Probably aggravated it. Go do some more push-ups and sit-ups, okay? And go post it on Instagram. I'm tired of this shit. And 3 weeks later, there's now new hostages. That's been our policy for a long time. It's not to pay for hostages because it just encourages more kidnapping and more hostage taking. And that's what we're seeing here with Biden. Soft little jabs. I'll fight you, but I'm just going to play with you a little bit. I don't pull no punches. I'm pulling no punches. Netanyahu and Gantz agree to form emergency Israel government. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former defense chief and centrist opposition party leader Benny Gantz has agreed to form an emergency government, a joint statement said in Gantz's National Unity Party said on Wednesday. Gunmen from Islamist group Hamas invaded Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday in a surprise assault. Yeah, how surprised was it, really? Let's really think about this. That killed at least 1,200 people, the deadliest Palestinian militant attack in Israeli history. Israel-Gaza war risks distracting from Ukraine, Zelensky says. Oh, you don't say. Nah, just you'll still get your money. Believe me, as long as Biden's in there, you'll still get your money. Don't worry. Just remember, folks, and I really want to drive this home. Just in, large crowds gather in Dearborn, Michigan. And we all know what Dearborn, Michigan is for a pro-Palestine rally. Oh, boy, here. So it begins. Remember who let these people into our country first, folks. Big Mike's husband let him in by droves. This was all orchestrated for this time right now. You're still not going to stop the counterpunch, and you're still not going to stop a lot more counterpunches coming, and then an offensive you've never seen. These people will not escape their fate. We're going to go through hell, but I've been told that they will not escape it. Sickening dash cam video shows how Nova Festival goers were shot at point blank range by Hamas terrorists armed with automatic rifles. Footage shows terrorists firing off hundreds of rounds as their victims struggled to hide. Folks, if you don't think this can happen here, you're wrong. It already did happen here. Where? Look no further than the Mandalay Bay, I think it was. Don't put it in here. One man is violently dragged out from his hiding place to an unknown fate. Another, who is pretending to be dead, is casually shot in the head before his lifeless body is stripped of its possessions. The horror that faced festival goers as they were murdered by Hamas terrorists was captured in dash cam footage from a car at the site. At least 260 people were killed. Well, that's a lot more than that. Just 2 miles from the Gaza border. Jeez, on Saturday. More are thought to have been kidnapped after hundreds of terrorists stormed the site, shooting the legs off of some of them to prevent them from escaping. Urgent advisory from Israel government. Within the next few hours, Hamas terrorists are expected to disseminate photos and videos of hostages. So this is important. Within the next few hours, Hamas terrorists are expected to disseminate photos and videos of hostages and acts of torture across social media platforms. The government of Israel is urgently requesting the following actions be taken. Do not engage in sharing these images or photos or videos under any circumstances. Doing so contributes to psychological warfare against both the state of Israel and its citizens. Shield minors from exposure of this disturbing content. The images and videos are highly graphic and could induce significant emotional distress. Your cooperation and adhering to these directives is critically important. I would agree with this. I would say don't share this stuff, man. Don't give them what they want. Israeli hostage crisis deepens with the execution threat. Israel's unprecedented hostage crisis took an even graver turn Monday when Palestinian militants threatened to begin executing prisoners unless the government ratcheted back its bombardment of their Gaza sanctuary. From this hour on, we announced that any targeting of civilian homes without advance warning will be met, regrettably, with the execution of one of the enemy civilian hostages we hold. We will be forced to broadcast this live live. They're going to be showing the executions. This is just, the world has gone nuts. The world is nuts. Isn't it crazy that we are now living in a time we've talked about? I mean, I remember hearing about this when I was a kid, that this was going to happen, you know, that the world was going to turn out like this. I remember hearing this. I've been watching a lot of 80s flicks. The other day I watched They Live. Last night I watched Terminator. I've been really binge watching my 80s movies. It's just, I cannot believe we're here. I cannot believe we're in the year 2023 going into 2024, and this is what it is. And then I think about all those movies in the 80s. Holy shit, they were predictive programming. They were letting us know to prepare for this time. They show you before they do it. That's what that all was. When was the Terminator was supposed to be the future, with 2022 or 2024? I can't remember. Anyway, 10,000 assault rifles being distributed in Israel's civilian security teams. Ah, now you want to hold on to your guns, don't you? Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, I don't even, how do I do the Israeli? Announced Tuesday that 10,000 assault rifles are being purchased and distributed to civilian security teams in communities along the country's borders. On October 8th, the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gruchdich orders Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, to distribute weapons and ammunition to communities near the Gaza border. Now they're giving civilians rifles. Not just rifles, assault rifles. The rifles that they want to ban here. Does that make sense to you? Doesn't mean. The two-tongued serpent speaks. The two-tongued serpent speaks. Biden decries evil Hamas attack. He decries the evil Hamas attack, but he gives them money. He gives them a lot of money. Says Americans are being held hostage. So who's responsible for that, folks? Who's really responsible for that? Playing both sides. President Biden said Tuesday that Americans were among the hostages being held by Hamas, in addition to the 14 who have been killed, and vowed that the United States would stand by Israel after you just gave them money. Oh, okay, I get it. I see. I see what we're doing here. All right. And has not only right, but a duty to respond to the attacks. As president, I have no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage around the world. Two-tongued serpent. Two-tongued serpent. That's what we're dealing with. I mean, I don't understand why people can't see through this. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Israel prepares for a ground offensive. Biden pledges support after Hamas attacks. Israel's death toll from Hamas attack rises to 1,200. Israel's state broadcaster Khan says Israel says its aircraft struck more than 70 targets in Gaza overnight. Gaza authorities and media say its homes were hit, including strike in Sabra neighborhood that killed 5 people. Gaza residents appeal for help on social media, say many buildings have collapsed. People are trapped. Israel vowed to escalate its response to an attack by the Palestinian militant group Hamas with a ground offensive, while U.S. President Joe Biden pledged support for Israel and issued a warning to anyone who might seek to take advantage of the situation. Israel carried out airstrikes across Gaza overnight into Wednesday as retaliatory bombing, which Gaza's health ministry says has killed at least 900 people and wounded 4,600. How many innocent civilians, folks? How many? This is horrific and this is evil on both sides. On both sides. No lives should be lost here at all. Folks, look no further than the money. Look no further than the money. And this is coming here. You can bet your ass on it. You can bet your ass on it. X-22, got to give him credit. I believe a lot of the stuff he says, X-22. The DS pushed their next event, which he's right. I agree with that. They're using this event in Israel to distract and push their 16-year plan to destroy America. But what is happening is that the people are seeing that the Biden administration has caused this problem through his actions of money, and before him, Big Mike's husband. Big Mike's husband was letting a lot of letting them in. All roads are going to eventually lead to why? The narrative is building, and the people will see soon. Okay, so I don't want to finish this. Trump on Truth Social. Trump on Truth. Trump on Truth. I can't talk today. What's going on here? Boy, that David's nuts. He called it. He said Red October. You guys remember me saying that October will take a vertical jump? One time I was lighting a cigar in front of a chick and I was trying to be cool. You see how I have very bushy eyebrows? I burnt off my eyebrow in front of her. That sucked the coolness right out of me. I look like a dick. Anyway, so Trump on Truth Social. The same people invading Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA through our totally open southern border at record numbers. Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Big Mike's husband, did this to us. So Trump is basically coming out stating the obvious. Like, wake up. I'm telling you what. Captain Obvious. He's playing Captain Obvious. Do you like the Captain Obvious? I don't know if you guys used to watch that cartoon. Captain Planet and the Planeteers. I need a cigar about once a week. Ooh, Trump endorses Carrie Lake at Senate campaign launch event. Okay, I just got that. Look, I'm still behind Carrie Lake. Laura Loomer, national security threat. Per the terms of the 2015 JCPOA, Iran will be able to legally and openly sell its suicide drones and ballistic missiles in 9 days, on October 18th, thank you, Patricia Cox. On October 18th, 2023, under the terms of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, the UN's arms embargo and Iran expired on October 18th, 2020. The UN embargo on Iranian suicide drones and ballistic missiles is set to expire in 9 days. That'll be October 18th, 2023. The European Union can move to snap back these sanctions at the United Nations and they will return in place in 30 days. Otherwise, Iranian transfers of these deadly weapons to Hamas or Russia will be legal next Wednesday. We know that Iran is financing Hamas and Hezbollah attacks. Hezbollah! On Israel. In 9 days, Iran will be able to legally sell its suicide drones and ballistic missiles. Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists are making their way across the U.S. open border. And guess what, folks? That's real. That is real. They are here. Keep your eyes and ears open because shit's about to get real. And then if you really think about it, and I war game this with Alpha Warrior on ninoscorner.tv, get over there and listen to the podcast. That would be the perfect storm in America. That'd be the desired chaos. And then when patriots pick up and try to protect themselves, they'll be billed as white supremacists. Even Mexicans, even if you're black, okay? Even if you're black, you're going to be a white supremacist, okay? I'm telling you. Sources telling me that there were emergency intel meetings this weekend to discuss the rise of Hamas terrorist cells that are operating in America's cities. These Hamas terrorists came across the U.S. border and are apparently planning to attack major U.S. cities over the next 14 months. Hamas has directed their supporters in their telegram to retaliate against Americans for U.S. support of Israel. Stay out of major cities. There are going to be massive terrorist attacks in big cities over these next 14 months. So Laura Loomer says, I agree with her. I fucking agree with her. We have been infiltrated, our borders are open, and the push to create a global Islamic caliphate has been activated. You don't want to be a major city, stay away. If you have, and I'm being honest here, like if you're in a major city, get the fuck out. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be there either. Can't live in fear. Can't live in fear. But if you're in Texas, conceal and carry, man. Carry your weapon on you. That's what I would do. Israel readies for ground war in Gaza. The Israeli military massed forces for a ground invasion of Gaza as Israeli officials warned of a lengthy and destructive war amid fears in the Middle East of a broader regional conflict. Israeli airstrikes reduced parts of the exclusive Gaza City neighborhood to rubble as their Israeli government stepped up its Israeli airstrikes, reduced parts of the exclusive Gaza City neighborhood to rubble as the Israeli... I just read that over again, didn't I? No, it's not hits to the head. It's not hits to the head. I can read good. I can read pretty good, you know. The death toll could rise considerably on both sides as Israel and Hamas head toward all-out war. The risk is growing that the conflict in Gaza could spill over into a wider regional war that draws in Lebanon's Hezbollah movement or even Iran after Israeli forces traded deadly fire with the Lebanese group fighters on Monday. I have a lot of Lebanese friends. I have a lot of Syrian and Lebanese friends. Kifakamu, Habibi. Hamas slaughters 40 babies and kids in one town, with some beheaded as families burned alive. Wow. In pogrom, Israel claims. Hamas terrorists massacred at least 40 babies. 40 babies and kids in a sickening rampage in one town, with some found beheaded, Israel claimed. Israeli soldiers discovered scenes of unimaginable horror in Kfar Azah, a village close to the Gaza border that was captured for 2 days by the Hamas militants. I don't know, man. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I haven't seen pictures, so I don't know. You got to use discernment in a lot of this stuff. They're really trying to stoke the fire and get everyone behind it. This is when you cannot be reactionary. Rows of tanks, closed shop. Israelis north prepares for war. On the third day of war between Hamas and Israel, residents of northern Israel were rushing to evacuate towns near the Lebanese border and buying essentials in preparation for a possible escalation. Folks, it's only going to take one event here. It'll take one event here for people to lose their shit. You better start preparing. There is a link below for MPS, My Patriot Supply. Get buckets of food. It's right there in the description box below. Just scroll down to my description box. You'll see it, My Patriot Supply. Get buckets of food. That's what I have. Yeah, it probably doesn't taste the best, but at least you know you have it. At least get a month's worth is what I'm being told. Juanito's told me this. Scott Bennett, a lot of people, dude, get your food. Get your food. You're going to need gold and silver, you know, noble gold. And if you want to lose weight, get trim. All right. Rose, I just said that. I'm starting to repeat myself a lot. Israeli official calls for doomsday nuclear missile option. Looks like we're getting close to the nuclear event, aren't we, folks? We're getting close to that nuclear event. It's all making sense now. Juanito sounded really crazy before. Doesn't sound too crazy now, does he? Dude, I don't know why you listen to that Juan guy. He talks forever. He talks in circles. Yeah, He goes at his own speed. He goes at his own pace. But when you catch the nugget of truth, you got to hold on to it and put it in your pocket. An Israeli lawmaker is calling for her nation's military to use nuclear warfare in response to attacks at Hamas. What? What? Rivital Tali Gottlieb, an Israel lawyer and member of the Knesset of the Likud, published multiple posts advocating for a forceful retaliation following a surprise attack on Gaza on Saturday at the hands of the militant Palestinian group designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. More than 1,600 combined Israelis and Palestinians have reportedly been killed since Hamas launched attacks. I hear it's more than that now, way more than that. According to the Associated Press, and hundreds of others have been injured. Hamas has reportedly taken an unknown number of hostages as the conflict has escalated. Jericho missile strategic alert. Before considering the introduction of forces, doomsday weapon. This is my opinion. May God preserve all our strength, Gottlieb wrote X, formerly Twitter, on Monday, according to the translation. Another post says, I urge you to do everything and use doomsday weapons fearlessly against our enemies, adding that Israel must use everything in its arsenal. Remember, folks, they got till 2030 to make this happen. I don't know why that's their deadline. I don't understand. But that's it. So they're fast forward, warp speed. And folks, life as you knew it is never going to be the same. It's not. Every day gets crazier. Every day is getting crazier. So life as you used to know it is no longer. America as apple pie is no longer. Baseball and apple pie, that's not America anymore. We've got BLM here. We've got all the LGBTQ stuff. Do you see how they've been doing this? Now we got Hamas. We got Israelis going to be fighting. We got tons of immigrants pouring over the border. Do you see the war that's being fought here? Do you see it? Is it making sense now? Cells launched at Israel from Syria, IDF fire at source. The IDF said it was responding to shells fired from Syria into Israel on Tuesday night. Now Israel's throwing their hat in the ring. Some of the shells most likely landed in open fields in Israel's Golan Heights, the military added. The IDF responded with artillery and mortar fire toward the source of the Syrian shelling. Folks, it's just moments away of popping off here in America. I'm telling you that now. Now, I got to form it as a question. Could it happen? I can't put out any false news. So could it happen here? I'm posing the question. I got to do that on YouTube. BLM. Tell me this isn't concocted, folks. Black Lives Matter chapters celebrate terrorist attack in Israel. Really? Really? You want us to believe that, huh? Black Lives Matter chapters across the country are celebrating the terrorist attacks. They're celebrating the terrorist attacks that have claimed hundreds of innocent lives in Israel. See what they're trying to do? Get the black people with Hamas and the white supremacists with Israel. See what they're doing here? Over the weekend, Hamas launched a brutal assault on Israeli civilians that included the beheading of babies, the mass rape of women, and the burning of men, women, and children alive. One of the most gruesome scenes took place at the Nova Music Festival, where over 216 attendees were killed by assailants, some of whom arrived in vans and some who came on motorized paragliders. Survivors reported that many of the women were raped before being murdered. Alex Escalillo, thank you. Oh, wow. Thanks, Alex. The massacre was commemorated by Black Lives Matter in Chicago. which posted a graphic of a paraglider, the Palestinian flag, and a caption, I stand with Palestine. Did you guys see this? Donald Trump Jr. posted this as well. Well, he didn't post it in support, but he was showing like, okay, here we go. Like, look what they're instigating type thing. And all, as all this is happening, they're going to try to put Ron DeSantis and Newsom in the forefront, like they're your problem solvers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, ideological rivals in two of the country's biggest states, will debate each other on Fox News. They're both going to pretend like they have the answers. I would say don't even tune into this. Don't even give it its ratings. Don't even give it ratings. Live free or die, $10. Thank you so much. Do you post live on Rumble? If so, I'll go over there because I hate YT. So do I, man. Do you guys like my Taco Lives Matter hat? Thank you, Lone Wolf. Hey, yo. I'm sick enough to do with what they did. But then to get that thing up and rape on the middle, the holy crap depravity mix. I agree with you. Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan make pitches for House Speaker as GOP worries grow. I would like to have either of them as Speaker of the House. I think they'd both be good. But remember what I said, you better run. You better run on defusing the situation, not escalating it. Don't escalate this situation. I'm all about defusing it. But folks, this is the season for holy war. This is what they've been planning for. This is the time. It's here. All your prophecies, everything you were told as kids, it's now. It's happening now. Get used to it. It's not going to go away. Folks, get comfortable being uncomfortable. You're going to have to change your mindset, all of you. It's a different America now. It's just unfortunate. We've been had. We've been duped. We've been asleep at the wheel for a long time. You've been watching Kardashians. You've been paying attention to Monday Night Football. Do you see how they do this with sports? They understand that humans are very tribal. So they have you paying attention to teams and fighters. So that way you fight against each other for stupid shit. Like who catches the ball? Think about that. Wow. He caught a football and ran it to the other side of the field. And you cheer for that shit. Not paying attention to what really matters. And now you are, and it's a little late. And now we're all in it. Whew. So I would like to say congratulations to Carrie Lake, who is launching her campaign for the U.S. Senate in Arizona today. But how do you expect to win? That's my question. I don't understand how we're still playing the same game they are. Can you guys help me with that? Maybe my audience can help me with that. Why are we playing the same game they are still? I don't get it. We have to play within the rules, but they don't. I don't understand it. And this cigar is good. Coming to a city near you. Yes, yes, yes. Do you guys like the taco? I'm telling you right now, if Sancho was running for presidente, none of this shit would be fucking happening, okay? None of it. None of it would be fucking happening on my watch, okay? Sancho for presidente. I take no shit. I take no fucking shit. I think we need Sancho as president. I'm being serious. Sancho for presidente, where I take no shit. Sancho and Trump run together, but Trump could be my vice president. I'm going to be the president. I'm not taking no shit. The first Mexicano for presidente. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we, folks? Oh, boy. Man claiming to have a suicide in what the fuck news, in what the fuck news. Man claiming to have a suicide bomb on Santa Monica Pier. Ferris wheel is yanked down by cops after he sparked an evacuation and left families with kids stranded midair. This shit is going to be escalating in America. You can bank on that. As tensions are heightened in the wake of the Israeli terror attack, a man straps a bomb to himself and climbs a Ferris wheel. A man claiming to have a bomb climbed a Ferris wheel in Santa Monica Pier and stayed there for 2 hours before he descended and was arrested. Santa Monica police got the first call at 2:35 p.m. and coordinated off the pier. He climbed down around 4:30 p.m. and police confirmed there were no explosives. The cherry picker was sent to The cherry picker was sent to rescue those still on the Ferris wheel, but was unable to reach those that were very, very high up, who had to wait until the man was removed. That would suck. Could you imagine being on a Ferris wheel and some dipshit decides to have the day and climb up the Ferris wheel with a bomb strapped to him? And all he wanted to do was get a good view. I like Ferris wheels. I like to ride them. I like roller coasters more. I want to go to, you know, I don't even know if I want to go to a fucking amusement park anymore, to be honest with you. With the way that, are you guys going to go to any amusement parks right now? I don't know. I would be kind of, now I would be thinking about it. If I was going to go to like a Six Flags or a SeaWorld or any public place, I don't even know if I want to go anymore. Disneyland. I don't know. Police said the man who climbed the wheel in sneakers, jeans, and a t-shirt with a backpack on his back appeared to be in crisis. They sent negotiators who managed to talk him down. No one was injured, and he did not have any explosive or incendiary device on him. The alarm was raised at 2:35 p.m. local time, and at 4 p.m., the man appeared to be speaking to police negotiators. Half an hour later, he climbed down and was detained. The Santa Monica Pier is closed for police activity, police tweeted. We have a subject who has climbed under the Ferris wheel. The subject was heard by witnesses saying he has a bomb. The reason I'm bringing this up on What the Fuck News is because this is not going to be so what the fuck anymore. This is going to happen a lot more. A lot more. A lot more. And you know what? We haven't even seen the financial collapse yet, folks. I'm going to put a Colin Plume Noble Gold interview up. I think you should listen to the guy. Basically, folks, I mean, it's coming. Remember, Trump cannot own the collapse. There's a lot of shit that has to happen that cannot happen on Trump's watch. I say, fuck it. I say, we need you now. We're sending the bat signal, buddy. We're sending the bat signal. Why does this have to get any worse? We're already at the people that are awake is all you should be really worried about, folks. I mean, I think we're there. I'm saying, okay, enough's enough. If we're going to save this country, I say now's the time. Do you guys agree with me? I mean, why does it have to get any worse than this? We see it. We understand it. Give me a thumbs up if you agree. I have General McInerney today and SGN on going on ninoscorner.tv, folks. If you like what I do, if you appreciate what I do, then subscribe to it because I do this full time now. I'm not doing this half time. I'm doing this full time. I'm on phone calls all day. This is not something I thought I would do. It grew organically. This is not something I didn't say I want to be a fighter and then I'm going to be a newscaster. I didn't plan that. I never planned this. I'm just a fighter. That's who I am. I'm a fighter. And guess what, folks? That's who you want in this war. You want a guy like me. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to call out the politicians. I'm going to say what we all think. At least help me put some food on the table. If I'm going to do this full time and put my neck on the line, I appreciate the help. I really do. And I want to say thank you for all of you holding me accountable. Holding me accountable to not drink. I don't drink because of you. Because I have a responsibility to you. And I take this very, very serious. You may not like my antics. You may not like my yelling and screaming. But the reason I do that is so I can bring out the bells and whistles to keep your attention because I'm a one-man show. I don't have another guest. It's just me, folks. It's just me bringing you the news. I don't use graphics. I just use me. You got to respect that. You got to respect that. It's just me up here. There's nobody giving me support, nothing. It's just me. I do this alone, just like I got in the ring alone. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, yeah! And the black sheep of broadcasting, let's go! Bring it. Later, folks.